Chapter 13. Pavement Markings. Pavement markings, road markings guide and warn drivers as well as regulate traffic. Markings may be red, blue, yellow, or white. They may be used alone or in combinations. Each has a different meaning. Red markings are generally not used, but some communities do use red curbs to indicate no parking zones. Red reflectors on the pavement show areas not to be entered are used. They are positioned on the road surface so that only traffic flowing in the wrong direction would observe them. Blue markings show parking spaces for persons with disabilities. Yellow center lines mean two-way traffic, flowing in opposite directions. Broken yellow line. Broken yellow center lines mean that passing on the left is allowed in either direction when the way ahead is clear. One solid, one broken yellow lines. A broken yellow line alongside a solid yellow line means that passing is allowed from the side of the broken line, but not from the side of the solid line. Vehicles on the solid yellow line side may only cross the line to pass pedestrians, bicyclists, and riders of scooters or skateboards, when the opposite lane is clear and you can pass safely. Double solid yellow lines. Double solid yellow lines mark the center of the road and separate traffic traveling in two different directions. Passing is not allowed in either direction. You may not cross the lines unless you are making a left turn or passing pedestrians, bicyclists, and riders of scooters or skateboards, when the opposite lane is clear and you can pass safely. Broken white line. Broken white lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction. You may change lanes with caution. Solid white line. Solid white lines show turn lanes and discourage lane changes near intersections, interchange, on and off ramps, and at other locations where lane changes might be dangerous. Solid white lines also mark the right edge of pavement. Arrows used with white lines indicate which turn may be made from the lane. Stop lines, crosswalks, and parking spaces also are marked by white lines. White lane arrows are curved or straight. If you are in a lane marked with a curved arrow or a curved arrow and the word only, you must turn in the direction of the arrow. If your lane is marked with both a curved and straight arrow, you may turn or go straight. Double solid white line. Double solid white lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction. Most often they are used to designate special use lane from conventional lanes, as when used to separate a high occupancy vehicle lane from the other lanes of an expressway. You may not cross these lines. You may enter the designated special use lane only where signs and markings allow. Yield line. Yield line is a line of triangles extending across the roadway that may be used with a yield sign to show the point at which you must yield or stop, if necessary. A yield line is often seen at the entrance of a roundabout. Three-lane roads. On three-lane roads with traffic moving in both directions, road markings show when drivers may use the center lane for making left turns or for passing. If the center lane is marked by a single broken yellow line on both sides, drivers traveling in either direction may use the center lane for passing. If both sides of the center lane are marked by a solid yellow line and a broken yellow line, drivers traveling in either direction may use the lane for making left turns. However, they may not travel further than 150 feet in this lane. Shared lane roads. A shared lane marking, or sharo, consists of a bicycle symbol with a double chevron arrow above it and is used on travel lanes too narrow for motor vehicles and bicycles to share side by side. Sharos clarify where bicyclists are encouraged to ride in the lane and remind drivers to expect bicyclists on the road. Bicycle lane. Bicycle lanes are indicated by a solid or dashed white line or green pavement markings, and a bicyclist symbol. A bicycle lane is for the preferential use of bicyclists. Drivers should not drive in the bicycle lane except when necessary to turn left or right. Before turning, check your mirrors for bicyclists that may be behind you and yield to bicycles in the lane. High occupancy vehicle, HOV, lane. High occupancy vehicles, HOV, lanes are marked on highways by a diamond shape in the center of the lane. HOV lanes may also be special lanes separated by a barrier or solid double white lines. During heavy traffic periods, HOV lanes are reserved for buses, vanpools, carpools, other high-occupancy vehicles, motorcycles, and certain clean special fuel vehicles. Road signs show the minimum number of passengers a vehicle must carry, excluding motorcycles and clean fuel vehicles, to use the HOV lanes and the times that HOV restrictions are in effect. If the lanes are separated by a barrier, they are reversible. This means that during certain times of the day, traffic flows one way. During other times of the day, traffic flows in the opposite direction. A diamond-shaped marking may also indicate that the lane is reserved for use as a bus lane.